Yes, there it is. Peanut butter. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Them were the B-52s, being all angular, jaunty, pointy, and arty and beehivey.
52 girls. B-52s off of their first LP. Hello, everyone.
It's Cosmic Slop on Radio K. He's Joel. I am Chuck.
Hiya, kids. Hiya, hiya.
It's pleasant to be have 2 hours in which to goof around and talk to you and play music and talk about stuff.
Yeah. And what else can one say? Except thank you for joining us.
As I've said before.
I guess I have everything together over here. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for considering us to be entertainment. For your Sunday afternoons, if you'd like to be part of the entertainment, make requests, crack-wise or otherwise, you can call 612-626-4770 or 1-800-626-4770.
Give us a jingle.
Yes, you can go online at 2 and send us email live in the studio.
Request@radiok.org.
Use the straight-up address, request@radiok.org. Radiok.org also lets you listen online, look online, find the Cosmic Slop homepage online.
Utilize your browser.
But definitely, email request@radiok.org.
That's the dealio.
Doom, 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 ba doom, bing, 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 bing.
And all that jazz.
So they toured with both Wilson and Pearson again recently? The B-52s?
I wasn't keeping track, but
there was some sort of return again. I'll go look on it. Because it's Kate Pearson?
Yeah.
And
Cindy
Wilson.
Wilson.
Whereas it was Ricky's brother, Ricky the late guitarist.
Correct.
And originally drummer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there have been various incarnations. The B-52s have been down to touring as a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was some sort of...
Kate is a Taurus. She loves tomatoes and black cap chickadees.
That's an unsung record. Whammy.
Mm-hmm. That was the big B-52s record that came out when I was in high school.
Same here.
Everybody was looking forward to it, and...
It
was a little bit of a disappointment, I guess, but yeah, we were all over Whammy. My new wave friends and I.
Butter bean, butter bean. Butter bean, butter bean.
Whammy, kiss me, Whammy, hug. Mm-hmm. Come on, baby, give me Whammy love.
Isn't that that's the record that's got Work That Skirt on it, doesn't it?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
A little instrumental thingamabobber there. And, well, I don't know. We can talk all about our B-52's experiences and how we were so much further ahead of everybody at that time, but we'd rather be much further behind.
Or I could talk about the large mall experience I just had down in the South Metro at a large place.
At a large mall?
Involving a large dinner theater casting call for children, and I will tell that story.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're putting her on the stage?
No, Lordy, there's nothing to do with it. No.
Okay.
Oh, no, not our child, no. We were shopping and passersby. Oh, God, no.
Okay, good.
No. Oh, God, no.
Good, goody, good, good, good.
That makes me
good.
Laugh.
That's nice. I was going to have to give you a
oh, God.
Give you a stern talking to.
No. She's not nearly old enough. Soon she can be, you know, mm-hmm. trying out for shampoo commercials.
Casino commercials.
Oh, I can only hope. The big cash.
A lot of those around here.
Oh, yeah. See, there aren't any jobs. You know, the best jobs is an entrepreneurial.
She could dance with the turtle or something.
What are we going to play? What are we going to start the show off with the bang?
With the bang, we're going to start it off with a fella by the name of Howard Worth.
That's one of those soft rock
singles? Yeah, it's Zigzag, 20 Junk Shop soft rock singles just released.
It's a British deal.
A little bit ago by RPM Records, and it's like second string soft rock. Kind of, it's, you know, people working in the Elton John idiom.
So what you're saying...
But not Elton John.
But from England.
From England.
So what you're saying is not only would we not necessarily have ever heard of this before, if you went to England, some of them may not even remember some of these songs.
But, you know, there are people on here like Leo Sayer.
Yep.
Clifford T. Ward, who was big in England for a while, and we play him from time to time. Mike Dabo.
Yep.
Of course.
He was in Man for Man.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Neil MacArthur, which is Cullen Blundstone by another name.
Yep.
The lead singer of The Zombies. And Howard Worth, who... let's see. Originally a song on the House on the Hill LP by Audience.
I've heard of Audience.
Produced by Gus Dudgeon.
Yes.
The Elton John connection there. Just released again by Howard as a solo single just prior to the launch of his solo career with the excellent King Brilliant album.
Uh-huh.
I'm reading off the liner notes here. I don't know this off the top of my head. A distinctive musical style involving electric gut string guitar, Like Lindsey Buckingham. And amplified wind instruments, further enhanced by Worth's very strong vocals.
Like
vocals
Zamfir.
That nearly got him the job of replacing Jim Morrison in The Doors when approached by Ray Manzarek following a U.S. tour supporting The Faces in 1972.
Interesting.
Brush with greatness. Well, this is Howard Worth.
He's pedigreed by Arms Length all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Song's called You're Not Smiling.
And it's soft rock from Britain, so you must be listening to Cosmic Slop.
Yep, here it is on Radio K. is a mean little song by Brass Buttons. Hell Will Take Care of Her.
What year is that from?
Oh, I'd say 1967. Let me check the booklet.
Because Brass Buttons, oh, it's from those. This is the part where Chuck looks across the board and goes, oh, it's that CD Joel's playing.
Oh, yeah, you're
that
playing
from.
That thing.
There are at least four different strange pop oddity collections that are fresh on the market.
We'll
Joel's
take
got
care
all
of her, 1968. On Cotillion.
Oh, that was a weird label.
Mm-hmm. Look at all these guys.
Velvet Underground's Loaded was on Cotillion. Mm-hmm. At least my copy was.
Friends of Rascals guitarist Gene Cornish.
There we go.
Cornish formed the Young Rascals with Felix Cavallari, Dino Danelli, and Eddie Brigati, and these guys were their friends.
There you go.
But there you go. And look at they're all
fresh faced.
Yeah, bunch
and
of
uniformed.
Bunch of it looks like Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs only. A little less.
Yeah.
A little less freak.
And
more square than Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Brass Buttons is also the Graham Parsons song.
Great.
As well. There's
mm-hmm.
getting my brass buttons
Hell
in
will
order.
Take care of her. In the middle, Françoise Hardy with Point.
She's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And
sweet
can sing
cute.
Nicely.
She sings good. And Howard Worth, You're Not Smiling.
Think the bass line on
cool?
that song.
I think that was Herbie Flowers playing
bass. It kind of gets up into a place and then doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
but it's that walking, constantly moving, talking bass line that always mm-hmm. kind of grabs me in a little pop song.
Oh, my God, Chuck. Radio K is proud to sponsor John Vanderslice.
P-R-O-U-D.
On Friday, March 12th at the Triple Rock Social Club. Doors for the 21 and over show at 9 p.m. Ockerville River and Kid Dakota will open the show. For more information, the Triple Rock's website is, if you don't know already, www.tripleRockSocialClub.com.
Curse Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
P-R-O-U-D.
Whammo. That said, we had a request. Had a guy gave us a ring on the studio hotline, on the white phone.
He is a regular caller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, are we talking about John's request or the other one?
We're talking about the old field.
Yeah, all right. Oh, well, then we're talking about John. Friend of Slop John. He's got heavy, heavy prog leanings that John does.
Ooh.
And he wanted to know about if we'd picked up this new old field collection that's out, a multi-disc affair, including a disc apparently of collaborations, things that he's done with other people. So mm-hmm. in the way that you want a collection to actually collect the stuff that's all scattered around the world,
uh-huh.
this collection collects. But neither of us are big monster old field fans, don't own such a package. And I just thought John would have heard this before, but the original version of the Hall & Oates hit Family Man, song from 82, 83, depending on,
mm-hmm.
Is originally by Mike Oldfield. Our good friend Ron over at KFAI's Crap from the Past done told me this. He knows about songs that were done previously.
Mm-hmm.
Lots more than I do.
Indeed.
And but it's real similar. You can see where Hall & Oates said, I smell a hit in them thar chords.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Oldfield didn't complain.
Mike Oldfield, a prog guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And augmented on this with frequent vocal collaborator Maggie Riley.
Mm-hmm.
She had a little bit of a solo career, tangential to Mike Oldfield stuff, but she sings on all of the big Oldfield vocal hits, like Moonlight Shadow and mm-hmm. To France, and this, Family Man.
So there it is.
By request.
By request, the original version mm-hmm. of Hall & Oates' Family Man by Mike Oldfield with Maggie Riley on Cosmic Slop.
Right here on Radio K.
Just might.
Flailing around for direction after jettisoning Syd Barrett, Pink Floyd, led there by Roger Waters.
Mm-hmm.
A bitter, bitter song about the military. From the Saucer Full of Secrets LP, Corporal Clegg.
Nice.
Mongo Santa Maria with Watermelon Man.
Fine song. Fine song. I know
the
that
film of the same name.
I knew that from my father's Herbie Mann 8-track.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I first was exposed to Watermelon Man.
It's one of those groovy things that everybody groovy was playing.
Yeah, it was kind of grooverific.
And Mike Oldfield started things off with Family Man, by request.
Yes. It was a spooky, haunting song. I think there was a video for it. I believe there was a Hall & Oates video for Family Man, even.
Okay.
From the H2O album.
Have to watch some VH1 classic and see if it pops up.
I don't have the digital anymore. We dumped the digital.
Well, I don't. As of today, I don't either because the cable's out again.
Oh, oops.
God.
I don't got the VH1 classic.
It happened beginning of last week. Every weekend, it just seems to crap out. Oh, God. It'd be so nice to not have to deal with that. But I do.
If only.
Just have to call and complain again.
I guess people that go for the dish instead of the cable.
Mm-hmm.
And I love watching, by the way, the ad campaigns, which try to, you know,
mm-hmm.
one tries to cast the other as the inferior technology or right. whatever. It's like, who cares?
It doesn't go out in the rain.
La, la, la. But I watch somebody, you know,
it
you got to.
It goes out all on its own.
If you got the dish thing, you got to find some way to point it at the
correct.
Sky in the right angle and find the right satellite. And I saw somebody whose house faces the north on a cross street.
Yep.
And so they had their dish on a tiny wooden fence literally out at the edge of their yard in the front right at the sidewalk aiming backwards up over the house towards the south. And I'm like, well,
that's what you gotta do.
They gotta be pleased. Gotta be pleased with that. That looks You're not just asking for vandalism on your dish.
No.
Sitting
no.
right there on the sidewalk.
Well, then,
right
there. Then there are the multi-unit houses that have like 6 or 7 dishes sticking out the front.
It's
like Ice Station Zebra.
It's like, no.
You don't do to communicate with the mothership.
Do what you want.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. There are advantages and disadvantages to both, especially when your internet runs through.
Well, yes.
Your cable, and then you call the repair line. They say that it's always available on our website.
In a universe,
fat lot of good that does.
In a universe where you wind up with like all the services coming through one provider.
Yep.
Of whatever variety we're talking about, it means one outage
does everything.
Is a powerful outage.
Yep, a very powerful outage. And and also, you know, when I call the internet provider.
Yes.
They also say that help is available on their website. When you think, you know, the whole reason you're calling your internet provider for help is that your internet connection doesn't work, so it's just a slap in the face. It's a dig. You feel it in the ribs. I'm without anything at home right now. Might have to actually read or interact with the real world.
Luckily, we still have our crank radio, so when all else fails...
Crank radio. Well, I'm being crank radio.
It is a
right
crank
now.
Radio when you get over to the to the upper end of the AM band.
Yeah.
But crank.
Yeah, I've got one of those too.
Hey, 60.
Sort of.
Hey, 60 cranks equals 30 minutes of full room volume.
60 cranks on mine equals about 90 seconds, and then it gets very quiet. But I can listen to, you know, shortwave from around the globe.
Yeah, ours purports to have shortwave, but it's clearly not a high-test shortwave machine. It's really meant to be.
I've listened to Canada. I've listened to the BBC News Service. Mm-hmm. It's whenever the power goes out, and I'm anticipating a bunch of that in the summertime, too.
Cranka.
Listen, you know, romantic listening to BBC News by candlelight.
Mm-hmm.
It's really very nice. Anyhow, we got an email.
Yeah.
From the proprietors of a fascinating website.
Oh, yes. This would be, it's Lisa? I believe it's Lisa from ktelclassics.com. That's not anything with the official business. It's a fan site dedicated to the joy that we fully understand and have been down that path.
Minnesota-based company, KTEL.
Yes, the KTEL compilation record. Mm. Not unlike the Ronco ones, but her obsession is exclusively about the KTEL records. Mm. And it is the most comprehensive collection of KTEL track listings I've ever seen. KTELClassics.com is where she hangs out, scans pictures of the album covers, the original tracks of all sorts and kinds. That includes strange international releases or, you know, there was the members only oldies rock tour collection in 1985, which was really weird. But
she documents the track listing differences between the American, Canadian, and Australian releases, which are often...
It's
telling.
It's comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in poking around, she sends out updates about what's new every once in a while, and I spotted something I'd not seen before in the comedy novelty you don't know where to put it otherwise section.
The doesn't fit in section.
I sent it around to Joel and our buddy, the aforementioned Ron from KFAI, and said, this one just seems too odd. It's called Rock Fantasy. It's from Canada, and it's original, fantastic rock music.
We've got to track this one down. And I replied, hey, look no further. Joel has it. Mm-hmm.
He had it. It was given to him as a gift, no less.
Mm-hmm.
And
out of the quarter bin.
I was hoping for true rock. I figured it might be goofy. I figured it was going to be studio guys. I was hoping for rock. Like somehow it was going to be bad, intentional rock of some kind.
No, it's rock like pumice. You know, when you rub up against it, it's irritating and it cuts your flesh.
It's children's songs by who knows whoever did
not
this.
Even really children's songs though.
They're just weird.
If kids
songs.
Listen to this, they grow up funny.
It's true. Hey, wait a minute. Look at us. The all sorts of, you know, nicknames and funny puns and Sir Dan D. Lion and that type of stuff. And
yeah, they're sung like, from the perspective of animals. There's like an animal of a certain ilk singing each song.
You wouldn't know that from looking at it. You would think you were going to get something fun but rock-based involving a fantasy, and it would be Canadian.
Some dude with a really bad haircut and a chocolate milk mustache gazing into the eyes of some woman in an A-line dress on the cover against
the cover.
Cartoon flowers and trees.
So I demanded to hear it. And Joel informs me that we've played it on the show before, and I have no memory whatsoever.
Yeah, this sucks rocks. It's Sidney Klunk, the friendly skunk. And we didn't mention that the animals are all bad celebrity impersonators as well. So
yeah.
Sidney Clunk,
funny
the friendly skunk,
and
he's Paul Lind-esque.
Yeah, he's kind of got a lispy
a little
Paul Lind.
Simpering and lisping, and he's singing, "You Sure Know How to Hurt a Fella."
You Sure Know How to Hurt a Fella from Rock Fantasy, an original fantastic rock instrument.
Released only in Canada by K-Tel Records.
Enjoy, won't you?
Here's Sidney Clunk, the friendly skunk.
On Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
You sure know how to hurt a fella. You sure know how to make him cry. You tease and you flirt. You know just how to hurt. And you look like such a sweetie pie. You sure know how to hurt a fella. You sure can make a guy feel blue. You tell me to phone, but you're never at home. And you look like such an angel, too. I thought you were fine. I thought you were mine. And then came the dawn. I went for your smile, but all of the while, you were just putting me on. You sure know how to hurt a fella. But baby, I'm telling you, someday you'll get burned, the tables will turn, and somebody's gonna hurt you too. You'll see, somebody's gonna hurt you too. I'm Sidney Clunk, the friendly skunk. I didn't use my deodorant yesterday, and I may not use it today. What good does it do me? You sure know how to hurt a fella. But baby, I'm telling you, someday you'll get burned, tables are gonna turn, and somebody's gonna hurt you too. You'll see. Somebody's gonna hurt you too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody's really gonna hurt you. You know that? I heard all over. Right now. Everybody hurts me. My turn comes up too. I wonder, do you know who'll be next? I wonder,
By request, Sugarloaf featuring Jerry Corbetta. Don't call us, we'll call you.
I got lost. I thought we were doing one more song, so I left the room.
No, sir.
Well, there you go. That was my request from friend of Slob, Bill Tuomala of Reed Exile. Excuse me, Exiled on Main Street, where you can find it at reedexiled.com. A local zine we love to plug, because Bill's a good guy.
Very good guy. Rodriguez in the middle. I wonder. A Detroit police officer who...
Exactly.
Split the country and went to South Africa?
Well, I don't know if he split the country. I just know that's where he found...
He found
fame.
Receptive audience.
His album, Cold Shot.
Uh-huh.
Cold Shot? Cold Fact.
Cold Fact.
Cold Fact.
It's Cold Fact.
Was just embraced as, you know, England, New Zealand, and Oceania.
Mm-hmm.
He wound up doing well down there and has toured... at least somewhat in the more current era, meaning in the last 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's socially conscious, heavy singer, folk songy rock.
Yeah, and there's a song called Sugar Man that mm-hmm. really kind of hooked a lot of people, including us. It's got a haunting aspect to it more so than some of the others.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder.
He's kind of a crank and a strange guy, but
yeah.
But you know, found some footing in the part of the planet where the water goes the other way down the drain.
Gotcha.
Rodriguez, I wonder, and Sidney Klunk, the friendly skunk, with your sure know how to hurt a fella.
My deodorant.
Yeah.
God.
I'm Sidney Clunk, the friendly skunk.
What?
Oh, there's so much crap on that record.
The name.
Yeah, Dandelion.
Sir Dandelion, Bernie Bird, Giraffe, Jack Cass, and the Mule Skinners. Perhaps related to John Cass, I don't know. Sly Cy Fox with a song called The Fox. And Sniff Sniff performing Sniff Sniff Poo Papa Doo. Tom and Kitty Cat with the Birds and the Bees. You know, it just... Horace Howell.
And it goes on and it on, just goes in that idiom.
Oh, and by the way, here's the difference, though. Jack Cass and the Mule Skinners doing A Tale of a Donkey, not to be confused with Side 2, in which Jack Cass does fantastic.
Oh.
So he
splits off.
He's going solo from the Mule Skinners for Side 2 of Rock Fantasy. What year is this? 70? We don't get to know.
It was like 70. It's got that 73, 74 look.
It sure does. It's got the earlier stuff. Yeah, anyway.
It's the old K-Tel.
My curiosity has been satiated. I thank everyone for withstanding.
Oh, there's more? There's a lot more on there, Chuck.
Oh, I know. I heard some of it before we chose one.
It's like that Steve Austin Christmas record.
Right up
there. It's something that could... It's a gift that could keep on giving.
Yikes.
And there's a lot more tracks on that than on the Christmas record.
Well, then... Then we'll just keep regaling people with it throughout the year.
We'll explore them on a weekly basis. God. So here we got Sandy Salisbury, who is a studio dude, hung with the Beach Boys crowd.
Right.
Out on the left coast and was a member of the Millennium.
Along with Kurt Betcher.
Kurt Betcher, who also hung with the Beach Boys crowd, produced The Association and also produced some later Beach Boys disco-oriented stuff. Sandy Salisbury, though, a solo artist of note. Put out at least one really, really good album and, you know, is like a comfortable in the studio, plays a lot of the instruments himself and has heavy friends playing with him. And this is his version of the song Come Softly, and you have found that. It's a little early.
The Fleetwoods, you're going back to 59.
It's a rock and roll,
Fleetwoods topped the charts, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple other people... Oh, God, the New Seekers tried to do it, but that didn't do so well for them. Ronnie Height, that same year, had a version that didn't do so well. But the Fleetwoods, yeah, that's the version of Come Softly.
And you'll recognize the song. But Sandy Salisbury has a very nice, soft California version of it, and that's what we're going to play right now. It's from about 1968, 69.
Come Even More Softly.
Very softly, indeed. It's Come Softly by Sandy Salisbury.
On Cosmic Slob.
On Radio K. Dum 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 do dum do bit o 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 dum dum. Dum do dum do bido dum 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 do dum do bido. I want you to know. So tight, doobie-doo, all through the night, doobie-doo, dum dum, dum dum, 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 doobie-doo. I've waited so long. You're so much, you're so much, you're so much.
Born at the edge of winter, she was November's child. Under the sign of the Scorpio, she was bound to be wild. Older and lover, still she's a stranger. The red-headed lady just will not be tamed. Though you may need her, don't try to lead her. This is the lady they named. And errands, but she will have none. Laughing at money, riches seem funny. Heaven and hell made just one. Scorpio Ray. Over my pillow like a crimson waterfall, making no promise to stay. I knew she'd leave me someday. I'd wake alone in the morning and that would be all. A Scorpio Ray.
Radio K.
Way on the other side of the Hudson, deep in the bosom of suburbia, I met a young girl. She sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow at Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was for the friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl, I fell in love with her. She wrote a number on the back of my hand. I called her up, I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in the rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said hi, she said yeah, I guess I am. Dairy Queen for something to eat. She had some onion rings, she had a pickle. She forgot to tell me that she didn't eat meat. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall. She would smile and I melted all over the floor.
Yeah.
going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night while Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of the mouth. We made lots of bombs bursting in air. Ariel. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
Going out to Ariel.
To Ariel.
Who was named after the song and had never heard it before.
She called up. She's not. She grew up in Florida. Her folks named her after the song. She spells it different than the song. The song is A-R-I-E-L. Mm. Ariel by Dean Friedman is the performer. Mm. She spells it with an E-L-L-E. In any case, she'd never heard the song and wanted to know if we could hook her up. Well, I'll tell you something. We can take care of that for you. There it is right there. And longtime friend of Slop Stewart just called up, blown away, having never noticed the line about her being a nice Jewish girl. He knew the song, but somehow that had eluded him. Blew his mind. He had to rave on the phone. And another guy called up and said, autobiography, man. Right down to the peasant dress. That could be my song. It's a very guilty pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yay.
Great phones, they say in the radio. Funny, stereotypical lingo.
Really?
Great phones.
That's two in response. One to put it on in the first place. And
yeah.
Wow. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Exactly right.
Good for
Dean Friedman.
Good for Dean Friedman.
And Ariel.
The Holy Mackerel, before that with Scorpio Red. Here, let me...
Do tell the story. You have to...
Well, I have to tell the...
Speaking of songs about a girl.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, where is it? I have to read the story of the song and do my best Paul Williams impression, because the Holy Mackerel is Paul Williams.
Careful not to slide over near Jamie Whitmore.
That's very true. Not going to try to sell you insurance. No, it's Scorpio Red.
Scorpio Red was written during the goodbye phase of a short-lived love affair with the red-headed heartstopper from Montana, recalls Paul Williams. When Richard Perry suggested I record an album for Reprise, it was one of the first songs chosen. Sadly, the Holy Mackerel was gone almost as quickly as the redhead, but it was a labor of love and full of first-time passion. And so was the song.
I just put that last part in, but there you go. There's Paul Williams. His brother mentor, the guitarist in the band, and a bunch of other hot West Coast players. Scorpio Red by the Holy Mackerel, and Sandy Salisbury, Come Softly, started things off.
Wow.
And Radio K's Kate came in here and said, I love this song. I have the Fleetwoods
record.
She
has a Fleetwoods record.
Oh.
Which is nifty.
So yay.
What
so,
in the world is this?
What are you doing, Chuck?
No. Ignore me.
Screwing around over here?
I am screwing around over here.
Hey, stay on task, buddy.
I know. No, you're going to have
focus.
To, you're gonna have to explain to me this one. Anyway.
Oh, it's going to be a technical question, which I'm going to be called upon to ask. Outside of the constraints of my day job.
I know. I'm always very gentle when I tread onto that Joel's work task
I'm not
in the regular
working.
World.
Not right now. I have to let you know that you're listening to KUOM AM Minneapolis St. Paul and KUOM FM St. Louis Park.
If you'd like to hit us up for a request, 612-626-4770 or
1-800-626-4770.
Go to the email. Send us the email.
Request at radiok.org. Are you getting the email over on that machine?
I think that's where it's supposed to happen.
Here,
you know, you're right. We have a new technical setup.